Good morning. We are talking with Mad Dog and Merrill as we get ready for the lacrosse sports show. It's coming up at the Lacrosse Center, February 6th through the 9th. And I feel like you guys are a staple at this event. You're a staple in the grilling world. How you doing? How is 2024, the end of 2024, beginning of 2025?
Well, you know, it's kind of an exciting world in the grill industry because, like you said, we've been a staple for quite a while, and we've seen the evolution of the grill industries. And it's always exciting to see what's next, you know, what's around the next corner.
Yeah, I mean, there for a while it was charcoal is king. Then you had, you know, the gas grill. And then you got into the smokers. Now you've got the pellet grills. I mean, the grill types are endless.
You know, you're stealing all my lines. That's absolutely right. You know, we got the flat top grills and, you know, and then the traditional campfire grills for the folks that go to the sports show. A lot of folks do that when they're doing out camping and stuff. But each and every year we look excited, you're right, about going to the lacrosse sports show. And we make it a tradition, and that's what people should do. You know, whether you're 3 years old or 103, there's always something to do at the lacrosse sports show. They got things for the kids. They got things for the adults. You got hands on, you can touch things before you buy them. It's a really great show.
And of course, you guys are from Wisconsin, you're from the Midwest, and you know, grilling, I feel like grilling in the Midwest kind of go hand in hand, but if you're not from the Midwest, you might not think that.
But that's exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. You know, we have the four seasons here, and we like to say that we get out and we grill all year round. And the Midwest, and there certainly is Midwest foods out there, our cheese, our sausage, our sauerkraut-type routines. But, you know, when we come to the sports show, we dig deep and we talk about the lean cuts of meat that the hunters have, that the harvesters of meats have. We talk about wild game fish, and we talk about plank cooking and brines and injectables, marinades, rubs. We'll talk about Dutch ovens and ways to add extra smoke to that kind of meat as you're grilling them, no matter what type of grill you have. So it's always fun to be at the sports show. We always draw a good audience, and it's just a good time there.
Yeah, and I mean, when you're talking food, when you're talking grilling, it's bound to be a good time no matter what. Of course, you guys' motto is there's nothing you can't cook on a grill, which I've found as I get older to be more and more true, especially as grills evolve, you know, with the pellet grills and you're talking about, you know, kind of the Blackstone and stuff like that. Do you think there will ever be a time where you're like, yeah, we don't know how to grill that?
Yeah, no, you know something, I think we've been doing it 45 lovely years. In 45 years, we pretty much grilled it all. There's certain things that are better maybe in a cast iron skillet like perch and bluegills and things like that, you know, but you can still do those on the grill. But it sounds like I'm talking to a grillologist. You must fire up the grill quite a bit.
I don't. He plays around with the grill. My garage is full of grills. I have a charcoal grill. I have a pellet grill. I think that if we had room in the garage, I would have a Blackstone. But there's not room, so we're stuck with the pellet grill and just the two charcoal.
We've been cooking, we call them flat tops because there's so many different grills on the market, well, besides just the Blackstones, but that's a generic term, you're right. We've been cooking so much on the flat top recently, it's just absolutely amazing. And here's the thing, you know, thank goodness for the onslaught of the pellet grill industry. We thought with the younger generation, the computers, the maybe not so much interested in outdoor grilling younger ones coming out in the market, we're talking to so many young men and women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s that are firing up the grill and they're smoking cuts of meat. And we say, you got a pellet grill because they can use apps on their phone. They can use apps on the grill. They can digitally control things by their computer. So they're into the industry. It's a great thing. It's going to save the grilling industry.
Well, I will say this as somebody who is maybe not an expert griller, but grilling on a charcoal grill actually takes a lot of skill. You know, you've got to get the fire to a certain temperature. First off, you have to get the charcoal ignited. And, you know, the boyfriend never lets me use lighter fluid. So I always had to sit and, you know, with the with the cylinder trying to get the charcoal lighted. And inevitably, I would either get it way too hot or by the time I let it cool, then it was too cool. And there's a very specific art to charcoal grilling. But when you bring in the pellet grill and you can set a temperature, it really makes it fun to experiment.
It really does. You know, it it's still a science. It takes the you're right, the dirty work out of it, but it's still a science, and younger folks, and we are into the scientific idea of it, how it cooks. And we talk about briskets, we talk about pork shoulders, we talk about racks of ribs. You know, people are really into smoking those cuts of meat and getting them down to perfection. But now back to wild game. Our goal when we come to the shows, we got like 12 stage shows throughout the whole weekend. And by the way, before we forget, they can go to lacrossesportsshow.com, and there's a list of exhibitors, there's a list of features, daily schedules like ourselves, ticket information to help purchase online or when the show is open type of thing. But the point there is that cuts of meat are so lean that we're trying to get away the harvesters of meats to get rid of that crock pot of cream of mushroom soup and glisten with an oil, season that cut of meat. It's direct method or reverse sear or indirect method of cooking. It's how you cook that cut of meat that makes it tender.
Yeah, getting that tenderloin venison steak or, the nice backstrap and trying to get that to stay flavorful is not an easy task.
No, it's not. I'm going to bring along a couple planks, and we're going to talk about cedar plank cooking. And it's probably a good way to protect the meat product from the heat, retaining the moisture in the meat and adding flavor along the way. So we will do a lot of plank cooking or talk about it anyway, and injectables and marinates and brines, like I mentioned. It's going to be fun. And so, when you come to the show, emphasize the fact that people should come not necessarily hungry, but you got beautiful nuts and popcorn, you got fudge and candy, you got pickles and sausage, you got licorice there, you got beef jerky. There's a lot of things to purchase when you're at the show. I come away with a car full of our sauces and spices that we sell there, but when I leave, I got a car full of things that I buy.
And that's a good show, then.
There's three beautiful cutlery knife companies there this weekend coming up, and a good set of cutlery knives is so important when it comes to slicing a prime rib, slicing a brisket, maybe filleting a fish. Maybe it's a good chef's knife for cutting up those little vegetables that you serve with it. So there's so many things to see, and for the kids, I mean, you got the parakeet landing, you got the kids fishing, you got clinics, you got a trout pond, you got the face painting. You can spend the whole day there, and if you don't see see everything in one day, there's a booth at the end when you come in. You can show your ID and you can come back the next day for free.
Exactly.
So it's so nice.
It's a great show. Like I said, there's a wide variety of seminars. There's something for the kids. There's something for the adults. There's food. There's all sorts of things. So, again, you will have presentations, kind of seminars, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you want to very specifically get there in time for one of their seminars, again, the schedule is at lacrossesportsshow.com.
Exactly right. And I understand in case something happens to Sarah Twister, the archerist with a twist, you're going to take her place and shoot that bow and arrow with her feet.
I don't think anybody wants to see me twist like that.
I think there would be paid admission for that.
Oh, it would be a show for sure. Not a great one, but it would be a show.
Well, each and every year at the sports show in lacrosse, it turns out to end up on National Make Fun of Merrill Weekend. So we're going to have a good time this weekend. We're going to tell some jokes during our stage show. We're going to educate some people. But the main thing is to have fun, relax, and enjoy the cabin fever. Get out and look and search at things.
Sounds great. Well, we can't wait to see you up at the Lacrosse Sports Show. Mad Dog and Merrill, again, lacrossesportsshow.com. It's got the schedule of all of the times that they will be presenting, but they'll be there all weekend coming up at the Lacrosse Sports Show. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
We'll see you this weekend.